Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Well, well, well. Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Off on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcasting Network. This is your nerd show for all my, you know, black nerd people out there, neo nerds and whatever else you call yourselves. I'm not by myself. As always, I'm joined, by a couple people. At this point, I pretty much say unofficial co-host of the show. It's my man, Chris from the Insanity Check podcast and also MovieTrailerReviews.net. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, people?
Chilling, dog. Glad you could join us, man. I heard you, got in a fight and won last week.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. Had my second fight, won it, which is good. And I have been doing nothing but being lazy and eating bad foods. Like, I think Ty said it was like, oh man, you've been eating like you're pregnant. I'm like, yeah, I had to actually go to the doctor and check that out because it's been that.
Yeah, and how's your leg doing, man?
Oh, my foot. Yeah, it's doing a lot better. I've been actually using that as an excuse for not going to work and shit like that, but it's fine.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. We also have, of course, another person here, the neo nerd of the podcast, as she and her ilk like to be called. Mm-hmm. It's Karen from the Blackout Tips and Lip Smacking Good. What's up, Karen?
How you doing?
Good. Glad you could join us. I heard you got in a fight last week.
I did. With who?
I don't know. I was just joking. Yeah, it's glad that you could join us. It's about that time where we always start the show off with, what have you been watching? What have you been playing? I will start with you first. Karen, what have you been watching? What have you been playing?
I've been getting caught up on all different types of shit. I got caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. I got caught up on Almost Human. Mm-hmm. I started watching Intelligence. I started watching House of Cards. Mm-hmm. Still watching Dim Thrones, and I think for right now that's about it. I've been really trying to get on the TV grind. Mm-hmm. And get caught up on shows. Oh, I've been watching this is not a nerd related, but I'm a huge Biggest Loser fan, so I've been watching The Biggest Loser.
Okay, all right. Like, what do you think about some of this stuff? Don't just tell me you've been watching it, but like, what do you think about Almost Human? What do you think about Intelligence? Stuff like that.
Now, Almost Human is one of my favorite new shows besides Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Almost Human was one of those shows that kind of snuck up on you, because when I watch it, every time I watch it, it's always jokes in it. It's always something happening. It's like you can watch each episode stand alone, but they kind of connect. You can see the characters grow. You can even see form of segregation between the humans and the non-humans, and kind of how they treat each other and how they talk to each other, and how artificial intelligent robots talk to each other and things like that. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do when they bring it back and how they grow and develop, because I still have some questions about some things that I seen at the very beginning, like that thing he kept connected to his mind and he kept seeing those dreams and visions. You know, I wonder, is that going to be a big thing? Is that going to come back? And so it's just gonna be interesting what they do with that. Now, I've really been enjoying Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. also, because with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I want to see what they're gonna do with Gunn. Well, his name's not Gunn, but Gunn. Mm-hmm. I want to see, since he's came back and, you know, they got him now. So it's like, okay, what they gonna do with this shit? So it's just gonna be really interesting. And it's funny though, because I got behind, I got caught up, and I was talking to Chris about it, and I had got caught up. I was like, nigga, he was like, yeah. I was like, I'm excited about what they're gonna do with Coulson. You know, how is Coulson's mindset going to change now? How is his vision and his views on the quote unquote family that S.H.I.E.L.D. is supposed to be, you know, now since he kind of know what they did with him and him want to die? And I wonder, is he going to go out and seek any other doctors? Because, you know, the doctor was in the car. He kind of snuck up behind him. I thought the doctor was going to die, but I remembered it was Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, if it was a regular movie, I was like, nigga, you dead. But I was like, oh, wait a minute, this Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. ain't, you know, they ain't going to do that on this one. So I'm just going to wonder how far is he going to go. I'm wondering about the development of the characters and things like that. I'm just along for the ride for that one and for intelligence. I seen the first episode. The second episode, I don't know. CBS ain't got no on demand.
Yeah, I'll figure out how to get you the second episode.
Okay.
It's up to episode three now. But,
okay, but.
Yeah, I'll get you that.
But for the first episode of that, it was actually an interesting concept. It's gonna be interesting to see where they go with that because he's basically a walking computer chip. And he's kind of evolving and learning that it's doing all kinds of things that they don't even know that he can do. His quote unquote bodyguard is going to be interesting to see how big of a role she plays into his development, you know, because she still see him as a human being and everybody else kind of see him as, you know, this, robot that's just designed to do the things that they tell him to do. And what he does and everybody is shocked and surprised, but it's like you put a chip into a fucking human being. So you didn't design him from scratch. So of course he's going to have feelings and emotions and want to go back and see his wife and stuff like that. So it's going to be really interesting to see what they do from that. And I started the House of Cards. I started the first episode. Haven't finished the first episode, but so far it looks interesting because at the beginning, man, he's sitting there with that dog. He was like, there's two kinds of sadness, and you know, he's explaining that. I was like, oh, this is gonna be interesting concept. I was looking like, oh, he talking to me and not the camera, because this is the first time I seen it. So I'm like, oh, so I'm a part of the show, so it's interesting. It's gonna be funny to see where it goes from there. And so I have really been watching a lot of damn television.
All right. And have you been playing anything?
Nope. I actually had started playing a little bit back on the Blue Dragon, but not a whole lot. I actually just been watching, like I said, watching a lot of TV and enjoying that part of it. I probably will eventually get back on my games. I can't wait until Fable comes out with that new Fable. I'm definitely going to be on that shit like a boss.
Okay. Well, we also have, you know, Chris here. And I'm sure we've all been kind of watching some of the same things. So if you have any different thoughts to share or whatever, go ahead, hop on it. But, Chris, what you been watching, man?
So like I said, most of the same thing. I haven't done intelligence yet. I got this thing where and we talked about it a little bit. Some shows, I'm only going to do three shows I'm keeping up with all the time. Actually, four, because there's one that comes on Friday that I'll talk about in a minute. I'm just going to do four shows I keep up during the season, and the rest of the shows, I'm just going to catch on demand. I feel like it's better. You know, it's a rush to go out there and try to watch all these shows, and it becomes work.
A job.
Right, it becomes a job, especially if you're trying to review them and talk about them. So it's like, I feel like I'd be enjoying them more if I can just catch them whenever I want.
Did we lose Chris? Hey, Chris. Yo.
Okay.
Connection problem. Oh, there he is. I hear him.
That's weird. Okay.
Yeah.
I can hear you guys just fine.
Okay, go ahead, man. I don't know what that was.
Yeah. But, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., only thing I'll say about that is, like Karen said, it's good. And at this point, people that say it sucks, I swear they haven't watched an episode since episode four or the Thor episode.
True.
That's all I can say about that. Because it's like, if you can't see the growth of this show over the last two episodes, you're just trolling at this point, and I'm done with you. I can't. I'm not even going to argue with it anymore. We're just one of those Avengers Initiative type deals.
Yes, sir. Like,
whatever. There's a show that comes on Friday. I missed it. I keep forgetting that it comes on, but I catch it on demand. It's called Helix. It comes on Sci-Fi Channel, and I've been watching that, and it's kind of interesting. It's just like this CDC goes into this research base.
Yeah, I think we just lost him again. Maybe I should hang up and call him back, because
yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah, try hanging up and call me back.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, because he just be a mid-citizen float away.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a us thing or just a Skype problem.
Yeah,
you back.
All right, that's weird.
Yeah, so Helix comes on Fridays. The government did.
Yeah, CDC sends it. This is a research based on Antarctica that is basically not under the jurisdiction of anybody, but they invite the CDC in. It's kind of interesting. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with the show, but it's kind of interesting. I'm starting to watch that. Catching it on demand. Comes on, I think, Fridays at 10 o'clock. So, but it's, you know, sci-fi, so you can get it on demand anytime you want. So, been watching that, and that's pretty much been it as far as, watching TV. Oh, and I've rediscovered the military channel on, history, mm-hmm. History military channel. So I've been watching a whole bunch of that shit too. So,
okay.
As far as playing, the Xbox One is so great that I had to rethink my whole 360 upstairs thing because it just wasn't getting played. Mm-hmm. So I moved it back downstairs, and I played this game that Kevin used to talk about all the time, and we're going to hopefully do a Playing Dead for it. It's called The Wolf Among Us.
Oh, yeah. I bought the first episode. I haven't played it yet.
Play it, dude.
Okay.
When I heard people say that it was better than Walking Dead, I was like, whatever, nigga. I think it might be, yo.
Like, okay.
It's really cool. It's based off, I never read the comic that it was based off of. I think it's called Fables or something like that, where it takes, like, these fairy tale characters and it puts them into, like New York City, this town in New York City where they're, like, living among the regular people, but they have, it's just really fucking cool the way they do it, man. It's like, you'll see, like, I think, like, Beauty from Beauty and the Beast. She's like working at a strip club now. There's like some of the Fables are prostitutes. Like, this shit is really fucking cool. And so the Big Bag Wolf, is the, sheriff, and he's going around and there's this murder mystery he's trying to solve. And so the way the first episode ends, you're just like, fuck, when are they going to put this next episode out? Cause, I need this shit. It's really fucking good, yo. It's good.
I have to play it. I will soon.
Yeah, definitely. I think the second episode should be coming out. I think they finally said it's going to put out in February. That's the one thing I'll say about Telltale Games and this shit. Mm-hmm. They wait too long in between these episodes, man. I need these. They're too short to wait 5 months in between episodes. Like, I need them now. I don't know when they're going to put the second episode of The Walking Dead out, but I need that one too. So I need them to kind of shorten that time in between.
And they're working on a lot of shit now. Like, they just keep announcing more and more projects. And you're just like, y'all got time for that? You know what I mean?
Right. I don't want to wait a year in between this shit. Cause I know, people were talking about The Wolf Among Us when we were finishing The Walking Dead, the first season of The Playing Dead. So I'm like, you know, how long has it been since you guys put this one out there? So yeah, but it's really good. I mean, it's really it's the kind of stuff that you like. You see these characters you read about growing up, and they're like in adult situations, you know? It's just really fucking cool. Like, Ichabod Crane is there, and he's kind of a douche. Mm-hmm. You're fucking, and Bigsby is his name, the Big Bad Wolf. He's talking to him. He's just like, man, he's a fucking asshole. Yeah, it's really fucking good. So, when playing that, I finished Freedom Cry, and I just gotta say it, man. I love, it's gonna sound fucked up, but I love killing white people as that free black slave, yo.
Mm-hmm. I started that this week, after beating Assassin's Creed 4, and I never waste the opportunity to kill a white man.
Dude, it's actually a hindrance. Mm-hmm. Could you be trying to do a mission, and you'd be like, well, let me go save these slaves real quick, yo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a problem. And then, I started playing Battlefield 4 again, because it looks like the stability issues are taken care of. And, that shit's so good. So,
yeah, that's what's up, man. As for me, what I've been watching, I watched the movie Her, and, it was really good, man. Like, not just as a tech movie and all this stuff. It was actually just a really good movie as well. But, the interesting things they did with tech in that movie, some of the small leaps forward in technology were actually pretty cool, man. Like, the way that the dude played video games was cool, where he didn't have a controller. He just sat down and like kind of put his hands in his lap and just, like, you know, almost like he was holding a controller. That was dope. I like the operating system and the AI that was interfacing with. That was cool. And just, you know, some of the thoughts about what technology means and ownership and all this shit, man. It's a cool movie, man. With some really subtle sci-fi stuff in there that you probably weren't thinking about when you first walked in the theater. Sleepy Hollow, I finished that first season. It's only 12 or 13 episodes for the whole season, so the season is over. which is kind of unique because almost all network TV shows at this point go like somewhere between probably 18 to 22 episodes.
For some shows, I almost think shorter is better. But it's hard to get networks to do that when they're trying to milk that cow, but it's actually better for a lot of shows.
Well, for this show, I can say that, not only is it better, it probably doesn't get green-lighted if it's a 22 episode, you know, thing. Ratings expectations are probably higher if it's a 22 episode season. This was perfect. They're bringing back season two, already, and, that's gonna be the same amount of episodes. And some people are complaining because they're like, I want more, but that's fine. We have more than enough shit to watch.
Yes, and, we do.
And I like the idea of get in where you fit in. The show is kind of silly, Buffy level, you know, quirkiness and silliness sometimes. So I don't know that that shit stands up for 22 episodes.
True.
But for 12 or 13, it does fine. And, just like, the finale of this show just was one of the best finales, period, for a season. John Noble, you guys might know him if you watch Fringe. He played the older scientist father dude. He is so good. And like when they cast him early in the season, you're kind of like, well, I guess it's kind of a waste of a role, but you know, at least he's in it and he's being quirky and he's doing certain things, like, you know, doing his John Noble-isms. When he just steals the show for the last like half hour of the finale, you're like, and that's why they cast him. So yeah, just good. Like go check it out if you get a chance, man. If you were big into like Buffy and some of that quirky hard slash action stuff. Also, man, like Nicole Beharie and her sister, they are distractingly fine. Like, that must be how white dudes feel all the time. Like, whenever white dudes talk to me, whenever I'm like, of course I'm not gonna go see Salt 2. And like, but Angelina Jolie's in it. I was like, man, who gives a fuck? That must be what they're thinking. Like, no. She's, I need to see everything with her in it.
Oh, man. You know, that's one of the shows that's on my list of things that I'm gonna binge watch when it hits Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the original trailers of it, well, when they were showing it, was like, this looks fucking stupid. I'm not doing this. I'm not watching this. What the fuck is this? Sleepy Hollow, fuck that. Mm-hmm. But when everybody started watching them, we're like, and not everybody, when you started watching, was like, no. It is good. I was like, okay, I'll check it.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm definitely going
to
wait.
It's good and doesn't take itself too serious, which you need to, like, there's a fine line in shows, like, some shows need to take themselves very fucking serious, and I hate when they try to do some goofy off-the-wall shit, because you're like, no, motherfucker, you set up like Revolution does this, and Revolution is back, by the way. Revolution does this way too much, where they'll have extremely serious dire world consequences episode and then kind of a comedy lighthearted episode, and I'm like, why, what are y'all doing? Like, right. What, like, this is why the show sucks, because it's shit like this. You were going three episodes of setting up the end of the world, and in this episode it's Miles and his boy Monroe busting jokes on each other, and it's like, okay, so this, but anyway, yeah, Sleepy Hollow takes itself not that serious, and it helps you to not take shit so serious, so you're not examining every plot twist and turn. But it's really well done, man. And shout out to them for hiring so many different black people and diversifying the cast, man. Like, it's a subtle thing, but it really makes the show better. It differentiates the characters, because some shows suffer from, now which white person is this? And they don't, like, because they just went out and cast a lot of different types of people. What else? Revolution is back, like I just said. Still bad. Still watching it, but it's getting to that point where I'm enjoying the comic relief episodes, because the plot episodes are just entirely too draining and stupid. I don't know what the fuck's up with the nanites thing, but the nanite thing went from, hey, look, this is what caused the blackout, and then it all of a sudden had miraculous healing powers, and now they're really saying that it's like Jesus. Like, there's like, it looks like the preview for next week, there's gonna be a nanite religion or something. It's
I can tell when you don't like a show, because either you won't live tweet it as vigorously, or when you do, you can just tell you're not really having the most fun live tweeting it. Like, so, like people think that when you live tweet something, you're cracking jokes. It's like you don't like it. No, you gotta look at the jokes. If the jokes is funny and it's right, it is like you're not frustrated while you're making the jokes, then it's cool. But when you watch Revolution, man, when you do live tweet, you just be like, man, and here we go with this shit again. Right.
You can also tell because it's normally like 4 days after the show aired. Like,
it's late. Not when everybody else watches it. Yeah.
Yeah, but
Brian will find something else on Netflix to watch before he watches Revolution. It's like, man, let me go see if I can watch this stupid shit on Netflix first. And I'll go check out this. Oh, man, fuck. I'm out of shit.
Yeah, I'll just be like, oh, Adventure Time. Let's watch 37 episodes of this shit.
And Chris, I'm going to tell you about Adventure Time. I've been watching it and I've been telling Roger about it. And he started watching it. He was like, I have not watched. He's what you said on Facebook. Adventure Time is like an adult.
Adventure Time is like a drunk adult is telling a bedtime story to a child that's an insomniac. That's how little the shit makes sense. But
it's
entertaining.
I love it.
It's very entertaining. It's one of my favorite shows. Honestly, is the most nonsensical. And I've watched everything on Adult Swim.
Right.
That show is more nonsensical than the shit that I like, because it just, they don't even attempt to make sense, dog. Oh,
by the way, I forgot to mention this when I'm saying what I watch. Oh, Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
That is the shit, dog.
Nigga.
Roger got me on that. Oh, my God.
So good. And first of all, every nerd should be watching this, period, because there's so many nerdy references. God. So much. But
you saw the last episode, right?
Yes.
For the Jelly Bean King trying to rape.
The shots that they take at other shows, I don't know how they're getting away with this. That they shit on M. Night Shyamalan last week. This week they shit on Adventure Time. Like they just take shots, dude, the whole fucking show. And you're just like, wait a minute. I think they're talking shit about Adventure Time. Because it's never on the nose. Like,
no.
Except for that time they shit on Inception.
Right.
It's like, isn't it like, this is like that stupid movie you think is deep or some shit. I was like, wow. The balls on, and it's by Dan Harmon. So if people like Community, man, and that geeky, nerdy type of comedy like I do, I don't know why you haven't started watching Rick and Morty yet. It's on demand. Cartoon Network has an on-demand thing, and unlike a lot of channels, you can fast forward through there. So
yes, you can.
If you had, like, get on this now. On this shit now.
And especially the one where it was Christmas and he was fussing because everybody was on their phone. Then his mom and dad coming in with the cockhold and stuff that. I was like, oh.
Dude, Morty's grandparents have a cuckold relationship,
mm-hmm.
and they just brought a random black dude to Christmas dinner.
Who was actually trying to solve all the family's problems.
And he was the best guy in the world.
Yes, you couldn't be angry at him.
He was
so smooth.
Oh my God, man.
Get in touch with your feelings.
How is that show getting away with all this, man? It's like stealing.
I don't know. And it's not even like it's one of those like late night Adult Swim shows. It's like at 10:30, dude.
Right. It's 30 minutes. You guys should all be watching this. It's a damn shame if you're not watching it, man. Because like I said, the little subtle things, cause like Rick and Morty is obviously, inspired by the Back to the Future, pairing of, the Doc and, Marty McFly's, whatever his, Junior, whatever the fuck his name was. And it's so funny, man. Dude, they had David Cross doing the voice of an alien like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to just give away everything, but it's so good.
It is very good.
Oh, I'm so glad Chris remembered that, because that's the one I forgot to write down.
Oh, that is one of my new favorite shows. I just wish it was coming on more often. And it's like already had a full season, so I just keep watching it. Because waiting for the next episode, it's ridiculous. And I watch it because now it comes on 10:30, and now that Archer's coming on at 10, I watch Archer, and then I go right into Rick and Morty. Dude, perfect, yo.
Yeah, I try watching Chosen. I know that Brandon is a staunch defender of the show, but no, it's not good. I'll continue to watch it, though, because, it'll be 3-5 days later, because it's not good. And they tried, God bless them, but Jesus Christ. You really can't make the I'm gay joke, but so many times before it's like, all right, dog, you're gay.
You know what it is? I started, because when it first came on, it was going up against Rick and Morty. So I was like, well, let me see what I'm going to do. So I started trying to watch it in between the commercials for Rick and Morty. And what I realized is they're trying too hard. Like, the thing with Archer, what makes Archer funny to me is they're not really trying. You know, it's like the jokes come naturally. It's just, they're ridiculous, but they're just, you know, Archer's an asshole. It just comes naturally. It just seemed like to me with that, with Chosen, they were just trying way too hard.
Yeah.
I don't like those kind of shows where you have to actually try to be funny. Even like with Rick and Morty, it's like they're doing shit and you're just like, really, this is what they're going to do?
Yes. And like, you know, one of the subtle things in Rick and Morty that, well, obviously they have the benefit of more veteran staff kind of, because everybody's kind of worked at animation, and then Dan Harmon's like, one of the greatest writers. I'd even say Dan Harmon's more designed for cartoon than he is for live shows. Cause live shows, when you have seven people sitting in a room talking about fucking, alternate reality theory, it doesn't come across as much as you can just fucking draw. Alternate reality theory. So I think that's one of the reasons it's better. But, and this happens with a lot of animation. The beginning of most animation isn't good. Like, even the shows we love, the first season of The Simpsons is unwatchable. First two or three seasons of Family Guy are fucking terrible.
They were terrible.
You know, even shows I grew to like American Dad and Cleveland Show, they were bad at the start. And Chosen's going through those growing pains, and it might grow into something, but as of right now, it's so bad and the whole joke is like, I'm in rap, hip hop, slash, and I'm also gay. And every song is like, you know, yeah, I got a bunch of boys, something. It's just like, okay, dog, but you got to find something else that's funny about this, you know? So, Intelligence is terrible. It is one of the worst shows I've ever seen in my life.
I thought I enjoyed it.
It is, like, terribly acted, terribly written. It's extremely predictable. I can already tell that, his, bodyguard chick is gonna be a love interest at some point, because she's one of those people that took down her hair and became a Gap model. You know what I mean? Like, just
not a Gap model.
She's just one of those people. That being said, it's one of the best watches on TV right now, because it's an impossible white man. It's been a long time since I had a true impossible white man.
Not since 24 for me.
Right. And this chip in his head shit is such a fucking get out of jail free card.
Of course.
It doesn't even make sense sometimes how the chip works. It just works however the writer needs it to work in that scene. And I'm there for it. I don't give a fuck, man. That dude be killing the shit out of people.
Yeah, they put a schematic in his mind, infrared of the people around him. All of a sudden, he ducking, and all of a sudden, he's shooting everybody because he knew exactly where they were.
Right, and it didn't even make sense.
No.
Because the way that they display infrared on the show is not how infrared looks. Infrared looks kind of like that the Predator vision, where you see the bright red spots where things are hot. His shit just looked like a map. Like, it just looked like, it looked like a 3D tech demo of a virtual reality. I was like, that's not how, okay, whatever.
Dude. I was down with it. I was like, okay, this is where we're going. Fine.
It sounds like, what was that show with, Pierce Brosnan? Guy Pierce, what was it? Lockdown?
Yes, nigga.
Lockdown, but for TV show, yeah.
Dude, he has an attitude for no reason. Check.
All the time.
Check. The chip is basically the physical representation of the white man's sixth sense. You know, white, like, they have an all impossible white where it's like, we shouldn't go in that room. Why not, Josh? You know, so you got that. You got a kind of bitchy, demanding boss, like the almost functional police chief lady, who's his like commander. And then just, you know, these fucking nondescript racial stereotype bad guys, man. Like, the first episode, the bad guys are basically the Chinese.
Yeah, I don't love them. They just the Chinese.
The Chinese.
Which one?
All. Yeah, they all was in the same group, Chris. It was no separate.
My God. And it's so predictable. Like, you really are like, okay, 5 minutes in, look, that dude's a traitor. This dude's a bad guy. This guy's going to come back and work for him because he's got way too many lines and too many quirks to only be in one episode of this season. So like all this little shit, man, and it's so good, man. For the record, no one watched this and be like, Rod, I watched that show, it's terrible. I know it's terrible. I am laughing at how terrible it is.
And I enjoy the terribleness. Yeah, that's why I said it was good, because I enjoyed the terribleness.
And Karen's only seen one episode. When you see the second and third one, you're just like, oh, get the fuck out of here. Like, it's just too many moments where it's just like, and then like the chip, like the way they write the chip's uses into the script, like 75% of the time it's some petty bullshit where he's just like, well, that's because you went to high school and so and so, and your favorite color is gray. How did you know that? I was on your Facebook page. You know, it's like, well, nigga, that doesn't help the mission at all. Like, why are you using it like this? But yeah, and then the fact that and another impossible white man trait, hates to do what he's told. Hates.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Every mission is like, will Gabriel do what we tell him to do? Because.
Have they caught him using looking up porn yet on it? Yeah,
no, not yet,
not yet. And also, one big trope about it is this: whatever he says is probably true. You know,
oh, yes, the white man 6'6".
Yeah, that's what Jack is. You know, when Jack say, yeah, "Don't go in the building, we can't trust him." Don't go in the building, we can't trust him.
Yep, the white man 6th sense is always right, and everybody doesn't know what they're talking about, but. Yeah, it's so good, man. And Josh Holloway, such a terrible actor.
Of course.
So bad. Like, is like, honestly, maybe a more, no shade or whatever, but if my man from Almost Human was doing this part, this show would be the one that I'd be like, yo, everyone should watch this show. It's good.
Wait, Dorian Ely or Urban?
Urban. Carl Urban. If Carl Urban was doing this, he would carry it so much better because he just has more seriousness to him.
Yes.
But Josh Holloway just looks tall, lanky, goofy, and he always has this confused look on his face that I can't tell if he's trying to be like, well, in this scene I'm mad, or this scene I'm complete.
The specials don't change, so I'll be damned if I know.
And my favorite thing to do now is they have these long scenes where he does something. I forget what it's called, but it's like sensory recall for the chip, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you feed a certain amount of data into the chip, and then according to his subconscious, he can kind of live in whatever scene that he's thinking about. So if there was a shootout at the mall, you tell him about it, give him like surveillance footage, and he can like go into a room, imagine how the shootout went, and walk around, look at evidence, look at people's faces, and like help solve the crime, right? So that shit always makes me laugh because I keep thinking about the idea that none of that's really there in real life. So it's just this nigga walking around a room looking confused as shit
and looking crazy.
In real life, he's just like okay, and walk up over here, and then some dude in like, you know, special effects is like filling in like, okay, that's a terrorist face, now he's gonna look and see the dude's passport. Like, it's just so good, man. You guys enjoy the last, man. It's and the worst part, it's on CBS, so you know that shit's getting a full season.
Yes. And you know what? And I've said this. Out of all the shit we've seen, this is the first show for me that I've ever watched on CBS. Mm-hmm. So that's saying something, Chris. You know, we watch a lot of different shit.
But CBS has like the longest running shows. They always claim to have the highest ratings.
Not for me.
I've already seen like the CBS, the number one new show, intelligence. And I'm just like, oh my God. People are not watching this. I don't believe you.
CBS has got to be that station that people just turn to just because, and then their like remote gets stuck.
Right.
Always hear that.
I think so too.
You do realize there's other channels, right?
Old people must just pass out. Like, old people must just watch 60 Minutes, fall asleep, and just pass out for 3-4 days, and everything on CBS gets high ratings. Cause
I think so.
It makes no fucking sense. Mm-mm. Some of the shit that gets high ratings on there. It's like, this shit's getting more ratings than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. This is terrible. okay. So that's what I've been watching. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Obviously, you guys can listen to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. cast to get my opinion on those.
What you been playing?
Hold on. I'm not done. Adventure Time. Orphan Black. I watched the full season of Orphan Black. I'm done with it. It's really good.
I gotta get
on. But also, it may be getting a little bit overrated by people to get people to watch it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not bad, But it's that thing where people are like, this is the, you will come in your pants, nigga. And then I watched it and I was like, this is pretty good. The main thing I take from it is the lady who plays the main actress. She just hands down. Anybody who was outraged she didn't win Golden Globes or whatever Emmys, you're right. She deserves it. She literally plays like 12 different people. And wow. They're all different. And she's so good at each of them. It's amazing. Just for that alone, it's worth watching. But I also enjoyed the plot and some of the action and stuff. It gets a little silly and stuff like that, but it never gets too ridiculous to where you just feel like, oh, nigga, fuck this. So it's pretty good, man. I'll definitely be watching season two, man. And if anybody has watched the full season, if Karen doesn't watch it here soon, I'll probably be calling on you guys to help me do a review of it, because I'm on board. I'm on board. What I've been playing is Assassin's Creed. Wait, go ahead.
Forgot something, though.
Yeah.
Nigga, Deathstroke.
Oh, nigga! Deathstroke! Nigga! He came out there and immediately caught four bodies. Oh.
The dude that plays Slade, yo, in that show is so fucking good. He's perfect for that fucking role.
Dude, I don't know if you watched Spartacus, but that's the same guy from Spartacus.
Yeah, I heard, yeah.
Yeah, he played Crixus in Spartacus, which is, you know, another great show. But when they cast him in the first season, I remember being like, that's a good casting. Because just as soon as dude was like, listen, Slade, you need to... I was like, Slade?
Right.
Hold up now, player. He can do that.
Right. Like,
this makes sense, dude. He was so good. He went from dude in a suit with an eye patch to full blown bad guy garb, cut them niggas up and ended the episode. And I said, that slow clap.
No.
Slow clap, sir. I rewound that shit 5 times, dude. Oh my God. Do you see how fast he broke him up?
Nigga.
This is Arrow, right?
Yeah, Arrow. Okay. It was literally 30 seconds of screen time, if that, and 20 right. of them seconds was just him scowling and being like, next time, it'll be your life.
Right.
He's so good, man.
Oh, yeah, I just had to get your reaction on
I'm
that.
Yeah.
When you were live tweeted it, and I remember I was watching it, and I was just like, yo, this show is getting so good, man.
Dude, you know what it is about that show, man? They know how to end an episode. That's what it is. Cause, sometimes shit happens during the regular part of the show that I'm like I'll roll my eyes a little bit. Like, like say, Laurel, I don't really like her character and some of the shit she gets into and how, especially how so fucked up, how her father didn't believe her.
Oh, I thought that shit was so good, the way they just kind of completely, everybody just kind of was like, yeah, we're done with her now.
Yeah, it was funny, though, because, like, you know, her father mm-hmm. has addiction problems, too.
Right.
And then that nigga was just like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. And just dip, man. I was like, hold up, dog. How you gonna just pull that on your daughter when she needs you the most with addiction problems and locked up, man? So... but anyway, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying there'll be moments where I'm like, well, this is silly and I don't really care that much about, oh, wait a minute. We're back to something I care about. And then they end it every week with like the best moment of the show is almost always the ending.
Right.
And that's what keeps the momentum going, man. Cause the end is always some crazy shit, man. Oh, someone in chat, Ashley 3 Classic brought up, what about Speedy slowly coming into the show? Slow clap.
Oh yeah.
So good.
Oh,
so well done.
The way they're dealing with Roy, oh, yeah.
So it's well like, done.
What I love about this show is they're taking their time and everybody's screaming, oh, we need to do this, you need to do that. I remember when first season started and we saw what we thought was Deathstroke in the first season. And people were like, oh, they killed Deathstroke at the early. I was like, I don't know, guys. Then you meet Slade. Then you're like, see, something's going on here. Then you see this season, you're like, yeah, niggas, And I was in my last review, I mentioned how there's like still like 4 or 5 other plots
mm-hmm.
that we've kind of forgotten about. Like, whatever the fuck happened to Isabel?
Yep.
It's like, mm-hmm. you remember Diggle's, Diggle and Deadshot? Mm-hmm. Like, what happened with that shit? It's like, there's a lot of shit. You know, Michael Merlin's still around there somewhere.
Michael Jai White's character's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the other thing. Once Arrow stopped killing people, they can come back.
Right.
So now we don't have a bunch of bad guys that just get, like, all the people that are like, why don't you just include, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And it's like, well, you do know those are ongoing characters, and if he just kills them, right, that fucks up everything. So more than likely, when you do start having these characters, he's going to stop being such a badass, quote unquote, because you can't just be fucking killing canon, you know?
Right. Yeah, yeah, that show, yeah. So I, you know, I didn't want to interrupt your going into
it. No. You're absolutely right.
That shit was just so good, man.
Oh, man, I love it, dude. That's my show, dog. Like, every week I look forward to that show. It's so good now, I don't watch it live because I like to fast forward through commercials. Like, I don't have time. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. I don't care. You're not selling me a car, bitch. Let's get right back into this killing. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, my nigga, Roy, dog. Roy hit that Roy rage and stomped the dude to death almost.
Dude. Yeah, that shit was so, I was like, yeah, man, what I like about that character Roy is, he started off, he was just like, man, this Abercrombie and Finch motherfucker. Like, who the fuck is this kid? Like, oh, this is, now you're like, man, I hope Roy does good, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
What not even scares me, the writer of this show will do such a mind fuck. I'm still not 100% sold that Roy will end up being
Speedy. Me too.
And even then, I was thinking about it. I was like, yo, what happens if Sarah ends up dying and Laurel becomes a Black Canary? It's like, this shit, the show writers will do some shit like that.
Yes. They don't give a fuck.
Right. And I'm like, you know what? I am not 100% sure that everything is as it seems, because these motherfuckers will fuck you up.
And they won't even give you much notice. It'll just be like the next episode of Arrow will start with the clip from episode one of season one where Oliver's like, what's going on, Speedy? When he's talking to Thea. And then the next thing you know, Roy's dead. And you're like, what the fuck? You can't just kill Roy. It's like, yep, Roy was never going to be Speedy. So fuck you. Still going to be Thea. You know, like, you just never know, man. And that's one of the things that keeps you on your toes with the show.
Mm-hmm. You have no idea what they're going to fucking do, yo.
So good, man. That's my jam, dog. You brought that shit up. I was like, oh, that is right. Yeah. I almost didn't count it because it's so good. Of course, you're watching
right.
It.
It's like, you watching Arrow still? Nigga.
Right.
It's like offended when somebody asked you if you saw it or not. It's like.
Yeah. What do you mean? All right, man. Assassin's Creed 4, just as good as Chris said. I won't rehash it. Really, really, really fucking good. It got the last, three or four missions get really, like, metaphysical. Like, the dude is kind of coming into his own, like, you know, whatever. But I don't get mad at that because it's an Assassin's Creed game. He got to become an assassin at some point or the game's bullshit.
Right.
So if it wasn't, it'd just be called Pirate Game.
Yeah.
And that would be it. I also thought all the shit where, like, I don't know if you went and hacked all the computers and shit, but all the little promotional materials where they're doing, like, joking on themselves kinda.
Dude.
That's so good.
Yo, I told you, it's like they really made it seem like Abstergo was Ubisoft. And
yes.
It was funny as shit, man.
They were clowning the shit out of each other and I was dying. And like the way the trailer because like you hack a couple computers, you can get like a fake trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, the trailers for the game that they came up with in the game, it's just like, it was like Pirates of the Sea or some shit. Like, it was something so generic. It was just like it was so dumb. But I was laughing, man.
Dude, what I love about what made this game good to me is it seemed like the other games they were taking. Not that they didn't take them seriously, but it was just like, it was just they were trying to be too serious. With this game, it seemed like they actually had fun making the game, and it made the game fun. So things like when you're in the present day time, you're doing shit, and you actually want to hack the other computer because you're like, well, this is some funny ass shit. Let me see what else they're doing over here.
Did you see the shit where, they did, the rejections for the other Assassin's Creed games that they actually did come out with? That's great. They're like, we just felt at the end of the day that the story of the Native American was too controversial and people would not be able to relate to him and his culture. Denied. Like, y'all came out with that game though. They did that shit. It's like, Ezio Auditore was a womanizer and way too controlling. He also was a hypocrite. And I was like, that's what I was thinking during the game. Like, he did a lot of shit that was not in the code. So.
Right. Yeah, yo, that joint, they has fun with that shit, yo.
Yeah. I'm all about Freedom Cry, cause the second I hopped off that ship and picked up a machete, I said, these white folks gonna die, so. they could make a whole fucking series of Freedom Cry games. I would buy every one of them day one.
I have.
But I don't know about the story. Nigga, I can kill white folk. Mm-hmm. As possible.
Yo, I'll watch that shit in any, like, to the point where it's not even fair and it's politically incorrect. Like, I'll watch it to the point where it's like 2014 modern day America and I'm just killing white families. I will watch
Lord.
That. I will play that game.
Freedom Cry, The Purge.
Karen, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. One thing I have really enjoyed, Roger, playing that game, and something that I think people underestimate is the crew. Because Roger could be rolling, all of a sudden, it'd be like, yo, blood been down. And he's like floating through the sea. And like, I was like, this niggas is really singing.
Yeah, they do.
They be singing like shit on that boat, yo.
Yes, they do, man. They be having a good time, man. Like, I don't even turn on my music I normally turn on my music for games like that. It's like, okay, I gotta travel for 10 minutes. But with that game, I'm like, sing me one, boys. Let's go. all right, man. We got news. Let's get right into this news shit. Next gen Tomb Raider frame rate differs. Microsoft defends Xbox One. That's right. I'm not gonna tell you how good the game is. I'm not gonna give you a score. Game isn't even in stores in some places yet. It's in some stores and not in others. But it's being reviewed. We already know it's supposed to be a graphical upgrade from last gen. Only thing people talking about, PlayStation 4 runs at 60 frames per second. Xbox One is unconfirmed. People think it's running at 30 frames per second. But it's unconfirmed right now, guys.
Obviously,
PlayStation 4 is better than Xbox One. That's the end. The console war is over before it begun, Karen.
To care.
I'm calling it.
Because why do I care? If it's pretty to me, I don't know. If it's pretty to me, that's all the fuck I care about. I don't care how many frames per second, how many RGIs, how much horsepower. I don't care.
You know the thing about that gets me with this shit is that it's not even a Cold War thing. It's like Sony and the PS4 owners, they're really showing their insecurity. Because whenever something like this comes up, it's always them. Like, you never really see Xbox One people going, oh, yeah, the Xbox One is so much better than PS4. We're just like, oh, okay, well, I like my Xbox One. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's it. PS4 owners are really, like, going around, and they're trying to explain to you why the PS4 has to be better than the Xbox One. So, like, when things like with the, you know, frames per second, they'll ignore the fact that, let's say it is running at 30 frames per second. One, I don't give a shit, because, mm-hmm. honestly, most people can't tell and don't care.
Nope.
But two, developers have already said that they need more time to work with the Xbox One because of the whole stuff with the CPUs and working with the operating system because of the Kinect and things like that. So right now, it's not that they can't do 60 frames per second. It's just like right now, the developers, quite frankly, have been lazy and haven't developed it that way. Same thing happened with it not being native 1080. For some of those other games, it was because, well, we're rushing to get the game out and we just haven't optimized it. So I don't really see what the fucking deal is.
Yeah. Also, like, does it look better than 360? And can I play it?
That's all I care.
Those are my two questions, because until I can say PlayStation 4, go to MSNBC. What are we really talking about?
Well, and that's the thing too. I just like to respond every time I get this stuff up. Yeah, but can you watch TV while you play it?
Yeah. PS4, go to Netflix. PS4, go to Netflix. PS4, go to Netflix. Yeah. It responds 0% of the time. I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
But you know, in all fairness, let me just say from the other side of this, if this is a thing that, you know, you're big into frame rates, and honestly, it seems like the kind of thing that is only coming up because, you know, it makes the Xbox look bad. then so be it, man. Go get you a PS4 for the frame rate, dog. Like, honestly, it ain't that big a deal to me. Mm-hmm. I've never noticed it. You know what I mean? The one time that I remember it being a huge deal was on the PlayStation 2. There was this video game that came out. Fuck what it was called. G4 Police. Maybe it was even PlayStation 1. And they said that they were like, hey, the frame rate on this is so good. Yeah, nigga, I damn near got a seizure. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? It was hard to control. It wasn't a good game. Mm-hmm. It just looked a little bit better, I guess, than what it would have before. So, no disrespect, man. If this is a big deal for you, actually, I completely understand. So don't write me to tell me how terrible that is. So if you're huge into frame rates, because you know how we all spoke about frame rates when we were talking about the Xbox One versus PlayStation 4 to start off the, you know how sometimes you'll be playing a game, you're like, oh, no, my frame rate.
You go over there with your IT boys to give a fuck about that bullshit, because I don't give a damn.
What I love about that is when they were talking about when this Tomb Raider game first came out, first of all, most people were like, oh, I'm not going to buy it anyway. So right. First of all, most people weren't going to buy it again anyway because, well, it wasn't even that great. So there's that. But then two, when the first thing that came out about the Tomb Raider thing was that it was going to be 1080 for the Xbox One before, because people were swearing up and down the Xbox One couldn't do 1080.
Right.
So now that it can do 1080, now people are like, whoa, it can't do 60 frames per second. All right, motherfuckers. Like, you're moving the goalposts again, and right. At this point, I don't care.
Yeah.
I have my Xbox One. I'm actually very happy with mine. If you're happy with your PS4, prosper. I don't give a shit.
And of course, they're all ignoring the real, dare we say, definitive difference between PS4 and Xbox One versions of the game. On the PS4, the DualShock 4 turns red and orange while using the torch. On the Xbox One, players can use their hands to inspect in-game relics thanks to Kinect. So there you go. Yeah. So there you go, guys. Here's something that's been pissing me off for the last couple weeks, and I just haven't talked about it because we haven't had a show. These goddamn casting spoilers are out of fucking control, Marvel. Calm down. Your show's doing fine, guys. I don't know who told you guys that the show is terrible and it's not gonna do well.
Are they just listening to the motherfuckers, the critics that fucking complain about it all the time, and they're not listening to anybody else?
I don't know.
This last one was, it was horrible. Like, and it's not just, and to be fair, it's not just Marvel, because actually Arrow's done the same thing too before, where they've been announcing some of their, and you're just like, why would you tell me that? But this last one they did, that Marvel did, was like...
The last two for Marvel. The reason I said Marvel is because, like, I feel like, theirs seems to come from this type of desperation.
Yeah.
And I think DC is more like, if you're looking for it, you can find out. You know what I mean? Like, Marvel shit was everywhere. And like, I'm a person who's avoiding these casting spoilers.
I am too.
And like, literally, a couple people actually hit me up directly with them, which, you know, I think that was, you know, I would like for you guys not to do that. I'm doing my best not to cuss y'all out, because I know it comes from a good place. You want your, you know, a podcaster and a person that's a fan of the show talk about this thing before it happens. But I'm not blaming y'all, because what are you going to do when they're literally putting out press releases like, look at what we're doing next, guys.
Oh,
it's so
God.
Cool.
Not only did they do it perfectly, they're still doing it. They're like, keep talking about it. It's like, this is the worst. Like, the other one about the cameos is happening in episode 15. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. All right, you're going to. But this last one, oh, my God. I literally got pissed, because it's everywhere. And Marvel themselves are like making a huge announcement about it. And it's like, why? That would be such a. Not saying it's going to be bad now, but it would be so much better if you allowed me to speculate about it and then I actually saw it happen.
Right.
Oh, my God,
but
man.
But since they're doing it, I feel like, you know, fair game. I'll cover it on the show. I get it, guys. I'm not gonna fight the idea that, you know, this is what motherfuckers are doing. So, three, and this is the thing. Because we haven't done the show in 3 weeks, there's three of these spoilers.
Right.
I know it's not every studio, but this is them. Like, this, where it's just like, so on a weekly basis, every Wednesday I get a spoiler from y'all. Mm-hmm. Really? But I guess it's a rumor,
killing
huh?
It's killing TV shows.
So the first one was Lady Sif is going to be on S.H.I.E.L.D. which we all know that she's from the Thor movie. And I've always said, people are like, they should have Robert Downey Jr. come onto the show and do, and then fight a troll. And then it's like, that's never gonna happen.
Why
you might get Lady Sif. Mm-hmm. You might get,
characters around them.
Yeah, right. Exactly. This, you know, you're not gonna get a star that does movies to come on these shows unless it's like Sam Jackson in a 2 minute cameo, you know? So Lady Sif is gonna, be on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at some point in the near future. And hopefully that's just a cameo after the show. I doubt she'll do 60 minutes of TV. Mm-mm. Bill Paxton's gonna be on there. He's gonna play a character called John Garrett. And he was involved in Elektra, in her comic books. Not really, a major hire as far as, the John Garrett in the comic books being a major character, but it's a major hire in the fact that, you know, Bill Paxton's a good actor, and I'm sure he's gonna bring a lot to the show. Deathlok, the major, just fuck me in the ass spoiler.
Right. Oh, just,
cause I was speculating this.
We all did.
Yeah, and the reason that people hit me up is cause they wanted to be like, oh, Rod, you called it. But I kinda just wanted them to just do it, and then I would be like, oh shit, my nigga. Mike Peterson graduates to Deathlok.
The thing that I guess pisses me off is that they're to the point where when you do this, even movies do this, you take the fun, the excitement, and the enjoyment out of me just fucking watching it. You strip all of that out, and then people come in with these expectations, or they're angry, or they're mad, or they're waiting for these moments because you promised them, and they miss other little shit because they're too busy looking for the shit that you told them about.
Yep. Well, I did not talk about this. It was just like, Who are you appealing to? You're appealing to the assholes who say the show sucks anyway.
Yes.
I watched this one episode, and then they're going to complain about how, well, the character wasn't developed because they haven't watched the last fucking five.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I've been watching this show, and while I'm glad because this does vindicate the spoilers vindicate everything we've been saying about the show, is right. That, hey, it's coming, it's developing, this is what they said they were going to do, this is what they're doing. But at the same time, it's like, I want to be rewarded by being surprised. You know, right. I don't need you to spoil it by telling me up front to, you know, to do what? To get a little bump in your ratings that are actually already fucking good.
Yes.
And for what? Some assholes who are going to swear up and down the show is not good when everybody else is watching it says it is.
And people are only trolling with that fucking rating shit.
Right.
They only use it to troll because... it's not about one episode being up or down. A lot of people don't know this, but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is like, I want to say maybe fourth or fifth in the plus 7 days rating category. What that means is they take the total ratings. It takes 3 weeks to get these numbers, but it takes the total ratings of what the live people who watched it at night and then everyone who's watched it on DVR.
Okay.
7 days later.
Oh, okay.
So they're, like, and I want to say, like, one episode, only like 4 million people watched live. 18 million people watched it by 7 days.
Oh, because they DVRing it. So people right. are watching it.
So people are shitting on the live ratings and just disregarding the fact that there's a fan base here that's watching it.
Mm-hmm.
You know whose dick is hard seeing those numbers? Netflix.
Yes.
Netflix is about to get all these Marvel properties. And they found out that there's a built-in fan base that loves to watch the digital recordings, would prefer to watch the digital recordings.
Yes.
Probably can't wait to binge watch entire seasons of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
That, and they're going to get all the credit because you won't have people doing the weekly, like 6 days between a show and I didn't like this and such. You'll just have people sitting down watching 12 episodes of Agents of whatever the fuck, you know, of Daredevil. And then they'll just be like, Daredevil's the greatest show ever. Are you watching it? It's on Netflix. You should go watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a totally different critical reception because it's not on network TV.
That's right.
And it's not taking a week between shows. And it won't have the same expectations as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I know they can't wait to count that. They probably hope Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. gets canceled so they can pick it up.
Right. I mean, what kills me about this is, and we've talked about this too, is I review only four shows, well, actually three shows weekly. Mm-hmm. All right. And even then, I don't watch, most of the time, I don't watch any of them live. I watch them on demand, Fox Now, on the Xbox, whatever. The people that watch these shows just to review them and get the reviews out, they're assholes who really aren't watching the fucking show. Because mm-hmm. they miss things all the fucking time. And then there's also a thing that people don't realize. When you review a TV show, you have to be very careful. It's actually harder than reviewing a movie because you're not getting the entire picture. So you can't review one episode in a vacuum. Like, for instance, me and Cab, we reviewed the mid-season finale. I gave it a C+. But in my review, I said, listen, it's a C+. But that's only because they killed Mike Peterson at the end. If we come back and find out that Mike Peterson's alive, this episode's actually way better than a C+ because, well, they actually didn't kill off a good character, mm-hmm. and the character's going to be is part of the character's development. Guess what? Character's alive. Not only is he alive, but they're going to do more with him. Mm-hmm. So that means that mid-season finale to me is even better than when I originally thought. Because I had no problem. My biggest problem with the mid-season finale was Mike Peterson died. Right. Well, guess what, nigga? Two episodes later, I found out he's not dead. And I found this information out now, so to me, I have to almost go back and say, hey, that episode's actually even better. It's like you can go and review an entire season a C, and then when you take all the pieces together, go back and be like, oh, no, but the show's an A.
Dude, what I've been saying every week on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. cast is, like my co-host, sometimes I think they'll be too hard on the show, and I'm like, well, 3 weeks ago, you were saying this thing was the problem. I told you if you were patient, they probably would develop that. They develop and they address it. And then you're going, well, no, this new problem is the problem. It's like, no, the problem is you're not allowing for any plot development.
Right.
You have to allow for the fact that maybe it's not as fast as you want, which I understand. But I think, 12 episodes in, we've established the pacing for this show. Mm-hmm. So either get with it or don't. But they're not going to you can't keep acting surprised that it took 3 weeks for them to get to flesh something out instead of 2 weeks.
And you know what, I'm fighting back against the "it's too slow" thing, because if you look at it and look at these episodes, this show is actually pretty fucking quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, they answered within 11 episodes what happened to Coulson, pretty much. Mm-hmm. There was more questions, but you got that answer.
Sky's origin.
Yes. You got one episode.
Like, you get a lot. Like, you cannot tell me that you're a fan of Lost and then come back and tell me that fucking Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. is too fucking slow.
Right.
Because how long did it take you to get any fucking answer for that show? And then you find out that fucking last season that it was all a fucking dream, or it really wasn't fucking real. It's like, don't do that. Like,
also, it's a 22 episode season.
Right.
So it's not like Sleepy Hollow where you can just put the plot on steroids, because mm-hmm. shit, we gotta tell the story in 13 episodes. So we don't have a fucking choice. Let's go. You have 22 episodes. They're pacing it out. And if you could either binge watch it or review the whole season at the end, I guarantee you it won't feel slow at all. Cause when I watched it with Karen, cause Karen got way behind, mm-hmm. and Karen just binge watched like 3 or 4 episodes in a row, I went and rewatched all of them with her. Completely fine. It's nothing wrong. Like, pacing is fine. You're not waiting a week between shows. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is great. So I watched
Arrow. Arrow had 22 seasons, 22 episodes too. And same pacing.
Mm-hmm.
Same pacing. I binge watched it, so I know. It's like, listen, you have a lot of things going on here, and you had some slow episodes. Like, people want to act like Arrow didn't have its slow episodes. Like, Arrow was hitting all cylinders out the gate. It was not.
Right.
Mm-mm.
It was slow. I mean, and it, mm-hmm. it was good. Mm-hmm. I didn't shit on it, because I realized they were doing something bigger, and I'm tired of people saying that I want this, I want that. It's a fucking TV show. Not everything is fucking 24.
Everyone's used to, you know what it is? It's not even 24. Everyone's used to these cable shows.
Yeah.
And the cable shows, what people don't understand, have a much higher, threshold or much lower threshold for failure, because they have to get you hooked right the fuck away, or you will turn away, because it's not a major television station. So AMC is going to start Breaking Bad with a murder. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to be like, you know, let's wait 7 episodes. Let's do 4 episodes of Walt as a school teacher and his plight with his cancer. And then, a few episodes in, we'll get into, like, you know, maybe he sees some meth for the first time. Like, no, they start off with, and then he tied up a Mexican in his basement and was thinking about killing him.
Like, yeah, cable shows go over the top, and people haven't realized that it's so over the top. Like, almost every episode is a fucking season finale.
Right.
And you're like, dude, you can't fucking do that with a
And you can't, not to mention, you can't do half the shit they do.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you just can't do Walking Dead level violence in an 8 o'clock time slot on ABC. Like, the people that were reviewing it with me, they were comparing it to some shows where I was like, no, Buffy, compare it to that.
Right.
Stop comparing it to these shows that come on at 10 o'clock at night. Stop comparing it to these adult shows. This is also a show, much as you dislike
for
it,
children.
This is also a show for the kids who go see Iron Man and Captain America. It's not our show necessarily. So you have to allow for some stuff. Not to mention, one of the worst things that can happen to a show, and this happens a lot with cable shows, but it's not as bad because they only have 13 episodes. You can overpace the plot.
Right.
And get everyone confused. They're like, oh, yeah, he's, matter of fact, it's happening in the Revolution right now. Speaking of shows that I've gotten fucked, where you're like, wait a minute. So, like, Aaron's mad at him because, now what happened? Season two, was it? Or was it? Wait, is this season two? Like, you end up being like, so Aaron can see the nanites, and didn't the nanites heal his friend? Why can't they heal his girl? Wait, what about this? Just shit like that where you're just like, I have too many questions because too much happened.
It happens all the time. You see people go, oh yeah, man, I really like Dexter, but you know, it started trailing off at the end. Or, man, I really like Sons of Anarchy, but man, I don't know what the fuck they're doing now. Why is it? It's like, you wonder why? Because they kind of blew their load at the beginning, and that's it. But you brought up another point that I just wanted to say, because I'm tired of hearing this shit. Mm-hmm. I need us younger adults to stop being fucking selfish and realize that comic books and their characters are meant for fucking kids and not for fucking us.
Yes.
So stop bitching about, man, I really wish they would have an R-rated Wolverine. It's never going to fucking happen.
Right.
But that character is made for fucking kids. Mm-hmm. All right? What you see for Wolverine now is a progression. You're now being selfish because now you want Wolverine to be what you want, and you want it to be R-rated. But what about the kids that are growing up now with these comic books and stuff like that? It's like, now they can't watch Wolverine now because it's fucking, because you want it R-rated? Right. Stop that shit. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's on ABC. It is for this. You're going to get your more adult shows. I would be surprised if the Netflix TV shows aren't a little bit more mature.
Mm-hmm.
I would be very, very surprised if they aren't. I think.
Also, though, Chris, I mean, one, I agree. They probably will be more mature.
Yeah.
But these are still Marvel properties.
Exactly.
And Marvel, owned by Disney.
Right.
Marvel can't go but so dark. Like, we're not going to go back to Blade level dark anymore unless it's Blade the Punisher. And you will never see those dudes cross over worlds with the movies. That's never going to see the Punisher show up in Avengers because the Punisher's a fucking murdering psycho.
That's right.
And I've seen this with all these TV shows. I mean, not just this, with all these shows. Like, we have forgotten. I remember a bunch of TV shows I grew up on where it's just like, I just enjoy watching them. Like, I'll go back and watch some Star Trek episodes. You know, I'll watch this stuff and I'm like, hey, I like this stuff and I understand that it's not as mature, but it's like, as a kid, it just fits with my stuff. I like watching mature shows too, but I can also watch this other stuff and be like, hey, yeah, it's a little bit more campy, but hey, it's still good. It feels like we want everything to be super realistic and super adult and everything like that. And I'm like, I get where people are coming from, but at the same time, you know what? I kind of like having my comic book shows where they're still comic book and a little silly because, you know, real life is already fucked up as it is. It is true. It's like, that's why
truth.
I love watching sci-fi shows because they were an escape from realism.
Right.
So I don't need, and you know, a lot of people said this is a problem they have with Nolan's trilogy and things like that. It's like, and it sucks because I don't associate that with Nolan. Mm-hmm. Nolan brought it more real, but at the same time, it was still fun. It wasn't an R-rated fucking Batman. It was still a PG-13 rated Batman that kids could watch. I don't mind that kind of stuff. And when people start going about, oh, well, it's not serious enough, and, you know, they're not doing this. It's like, dude, you got The Wire. You got all this other shit you can watch if you want that. For these shows, though, act like a kid again. Have fun. Enjoy them. And just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's too much, dog. And, yeah, people are bitching about it, and I really don't see what they think they're going to accomplish with this. But Okay. Well, you know, the rating's still good. I wish the people who like it would be a little more vocal, because it seems that there's more of us than people think.
A lot more of us.
And we're just in, like Xbox One owners, we're just enjoying it and not getting in the fights. So people just think that everybody
hates
it. We don't
exist. Yeah.
It's like,
I'm starting to see more people speak up on it though.
Yeah. I'm starting to see it too, like a pushback, and it's about time. And that might only be happening because, you know, we'll openly be like, the show's fucking good and you guys are assholes. And then people will be like, actually, I like the show too.
Yeah, because what's happening is, the last few, especially Evasion and Shield, the last two episodes have been phenomenal. Like, I've liked the entire season, but the last two episodes have been really, really fucking good.
Yes, they have.
So when you have people go, oh, that show sucks, people are going like, well, actually, the last two episodes have been really good. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yes.
And people can't answer because either they're not watching or they're watching to be snarky instead of just watching to watch.
And the payoffs on these, because the setup was so long in the making, quote unquote,
it
makes the payoff so much more worth it, which I've been fucking saying from day one. Mm-hmm. It's not a big payoff if the reveal is, okay, Coulson got brought back from the dead somehow. Let's tell you that episode two. Then I don't feel any vindication. It's like, okay, so that happened. But now I'm like, yeah, this dude is going to have some fucked up trust issues from this point on.
Yes, because I can't speak for y'all, but when they were going through the process with Coulson, and he was talking, let me die, and it spanned out. God. And I seen, like, the shit working on his brain. I can't but I was looking at that screen like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
and my God.
Some people were like, that wasn't even that big of a reveal. We all knew something was happening. I was like, no. If you start replacing that imagery every time he does a Tahiti dream, yeah, you're going to see how quickly it's disturbing.
Yes, very.
Like, not, you know?
How do you not, how are you telling me that wasn't that big of, like, when people say that, I just tell them, stop watching the show.
Yeah. That's right.
You're, if that, it's not even me trying to be mad or talk down to them. It's like, but if that imagery of that scene did nothing for you, then this show's gonna do nothing for you. Stop watching.
That disturbed the shit out of me.
Yes.
Like, I remember being like, it was that moment where they show you something and then you go, no, I don't want to see it.
Right.
I'm good. Nope. Something fucking with his brain. I'm good.
I was like, oh my gosh.
And he's alive the whole time. Please kill me. Let me die. I was like, nope.
Right. And the thing about it, it took some will in him when he was seeing that. And she was like, what do you see? He was like, it's darkness. I was like, nigga, this morning darkness you seeing.
Right. Right. My favorite part though, in that episode is when it's like, what did you see? And he's like, I see Michael Jordan hitting the game winning shot against Bill Russell. I was like, oh my God.
I gotta disagree with you. My favorite part is, when he says, what's up with the flowers? He goes, you noticed? Cause I fucking love that chick.
Yeah. She is hot.
Hot. And also for me, what was the Oracle dude? What is the main dude? It's like the Oracle, that's what they call him.
Oh no, the clairvoyant.
The clairvoyant. When he was talking to him, he was like, the clairvoyant, I want to talk to you. She said, I agree. Yes, back to you. And then they could die. I was like, oh shit, what happened here?
How can people hate this show? Anyway, all right, let me move on.
I love that show.
I love the show, man. Fuck you guys. Daniel Espinosa is being eyed to direct Assassin's Creed. For people that go, who's Daniel Espinosa?
Like, because
everybody knows it's starting my man, Michael Fassbender. That's my man now. So I'm gonna watch this shit for sure.
Right. That's the only thing I'm saving this shit for.
But, because I don't expect it to be good. But, Daniel Espinosa directed, Snabber Cash, aka Easy Money, which I've never heard of, and Safe House, which I did see. And was terrible.
That
absolutely terrible.
That one with
Denzel
Washington in it.
And Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, that was a terrible ass movie.
So very low hopes at this point.
Really low.
Unless I hope he don't get the directing role.
This might be Fassbender's I Frankenstein, yo.
Dog, this is that movie you make that they don't release for 3 years.
Right, that, like, you agreed to before you really blew up. And right. You're just like, that shit's on my contract? And you've been trying for 3 years, trying to get out of that shit?
They was like, nah, you gonna make this one, nigga.
The fans have been probably trying to break an ankle or some shit. Like, maybe if I can get injured real quick, I won't be able. They're like, no, we'll wait.
Yeah, guys, I just signed on with the Scorsese project, so I'm gonna have to take a rain check. If you don't do it, then we can sue you for everything. Fuck. I guess, well, man, if we get the right director, well, we're going to get the guy from Safe House. Shit. Well, I won't do it with that director. It's in your contract. You have to do it with whoever you pick. Like, he's so fucked, man. But,
because they've been talking about this shit for a long time. And I think they've been talking about it since before he really blew up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh man, he really is one of those things where you sign on to do a movie and you're just like, fuck, I shouldn't have done that shit.
You
like,
know, and I feel bad for him because you know he was coming off of that, he was coming off that First Class High.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know what, man, these movies aren't, people shit on these movies, but, I don't mind playing comic book heroes and being video game people. You know, this getting a bad rep. And it's like, yeah, okay, bro, go ahead and do this video game movie too while you're at it. Wait a minute.
Right. No, dude, you guys. He's like, you should have somebody said, like, no, not the video games. Don't do those.
Yeah, that's different. Oh, too late.
Too late. You signed the paperwork.
His agent's like, we're going to get you $1 million. Oh, I forgot to tell you something.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's actually a video game, not a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
and also, you have to be in the second X-Men movie as well. Sorry. I forgot to tell you. $1 million worth of pieces was sold through Pizza Hut's Xbox 360 app.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That mean motherfuckers like me is a lazy, and pretty soon you're gonna be able to order everything through your gaming console, and I am for that.
I would love an Xbox One pizza app,
mm-hmm.
where I can just talk to it. Mm-hmm. Pepperoni. Xbox One, ham.
Xbox One, extra large.
Yep. Extra cheese, please.
Yeah, I need them. That's the one thing that the Xbox One needs now. I just need them to start building these other apps.
Yep.
Because, yeah, dude, I'm ready for that shit.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're getting an update before the summer, I believe. Major Nelson's been saying. So, you know, I'm feeling like this next update's going to probably bring even more compatibility, more, obviously, accuracy to the Kinect voice apps and shit like that. Hopefully, DVR management. You know, I'm getting excited, man.
Do you know how cool it would be if you're sitting there and you don't want to go nowhere and you're watching TV? You'd be like, Xbox, snap. Xbox, go to Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza Hut, give me a large supreme with extra cheese. Send.
Yep.
Snap back. And you just go back to watching TV. You don't have to pick up no phone.
It's happening. It's going to
happen. Yeah, it's made for lazy people like me. Like, I am literally a lazy gamer.
I'm really.
So for me, I'm all for this.
Like, go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, but the issue you guys are failing to realize is that it won't be 60 frames per second.
You know what? I'm looking at these pepperonis. Is that only 30 frames per second? Cause,
I don't know. The pepperonis don't look as red.
Might need to get a PlayStation 4 to look at this pizza. All
right.
Xbox Live's Major Nelson says something that I believe every person on this guest care.
I'm going to ask you a stupid-ass question.
Yes, care.
Who the hell is Major Nelson?
Major Nelson is this dude that works for Xbox. I don't even know anything about this.
Okay, I was like, this some army dude that worked for them. I was like, who the hell is Major Nelson?
Tin Hut?
Yeah, that's what I'm going. I'm going, who the hell is he?
I guess I'll Google him now, since you want to know.
I'm pretty sure some other folks was thinking who he was, too.
His name is Larry Hibb. He's also known by his Xbox Live gamertag, Major Nelson.
Okay.
He's the director of programming for the Microsoft Gaming Network, Xbox Live. So he's 51 years old. And, yeah, I've been hearing about him since I got an Xbox One. He's a lot of news and stuff gets released through him, and a lot of shit gets confirmed through him, which is more impressive than the news getting released. Cause he's the one that if he says something, you can actually be like, okay, that'll actually happen.
Ah, okay. So,
and he lets you know like, hey, this new such and such is going on with your Xbox, and this is what it does, which is, you know, something that's really reliable. He says, he's hinting at competitive pricing for digital downloads, which we've said from the second that they brought up an Xbox One.
Woo-hoo!
And we talked about this idea of going exclusively digital because what? It would lower game prices?
Yes.
I don't have to switch a disc anymore?
Come on now. And the biggest thing is this, especially when they were hitting at when they were originally going to let it out, it was going to be discless. So mm-hmm. It would not surprise me with every console, you have like two or three versions. So it wouldn't surprise me if they have like another version that's discless. And nigga, I am all about that.
Or just, you know, because it is 2014, they send these updates. just allow me to opt in, bro. Mm-hmm. You got my money.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me opt in. Let me let my wife play my shit on my console and not have no problems.
Give me my friends.
Yeah.
I can swap with.
We good.
You guys know too, Kev joined the religion like one this week, so.
Oh, he in?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the one, my brother.
So he gonna be joining the religion. So we basically just converted like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
if he's not the only one that hasn't been converted yet.
He will be one with us at one point.
Simulating this motherfucker's like the Borg, yo.
So, downloading digital games for the Xbox One is more expensive than buying discs in some cases, despite there being no physical product to manufacture, no distribution costs, and no middlemen. Thankfully, it appears that Microsoft is well aware of this ridiculousness and of the above paragraph and is working on the redressing the balance for gamers who wish to have instant access to new titles. Interjecting into a Reddit thread on Friday, Microsoft's head of Xbox Live, Larry Herb, aka Major Nelson. By the way, how dope is that whenever you have like a Reddit thread and this nigga just post in there is like, yeah, you know, we'll probably do that. All right, y'all.
And then leave. he probably walks in the room and I was like, oh shit, it's gonna happen now.
He said a rethink is on the agenda after users pointed out that gamers are being punished for downloading. He also responded to calls for the Games for Gold scheme currently available on Xbox Live gold subscribers for Xbox 360 to make his way to Xbox One. He said, we'll share the goodness, but not now. He promised some great stuff for the year ahead and beyond as Reddit users call for digital pre-orders and pre-downloads. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about this shit.
Well, you know, if you motherfuckers hadn't complained in the beginning, you know,
we
you
would have gotten it. And it's one of those things where I remember this. Niggas, y'all, we was right. I'm going to go back to that. When we first talked about this, we was like, why would they invest billions of dollars in all these servers and billions of dollars into putting the Kinect on there and to integrate it into the games and all this shit just to turn around, strip some of the capabilities, and then not put it back? It makes no sense if the system can do it.
we also said that what was going to happen was these idiots were going to turn around and beg Microsoft to put the shit back in, which is what's happening.
Yes, it is.
We are way aware of this and many of the concerns of the community. We have some great stuff playing for Xbox One this year and beyond. As soon as we can share the goodness, we will. It was also pointed out that gamers who pre-order Xbox One's Titanfall in stores are receiving discounts at some locations, but those offers are not extended to buying digitally. Perhaps this goodness can include parity for downloaders too. Yep. That's the next step, bruh.
The cost of games are going to stop, and people like GameStop and Best Buy, a lot of them are going to be in trouble because people go, why would I go there when I can do it online?
Yeah, I'm already going to get the next Tomb Raider on digitally because I already know how I like the game, so I'm just going to get it digitally. I have to pay a little bit more because I'm not going to trade a game in to get it, but I'm like, fuck it, it's worth it. You know, I paid $15 for the original game. But the other thing, too, that I find funny is when people complain about things and you're like, well, they can't do that right now anyway. The Games for Gold thing. It's like, motherfucker, there's no games.
Yeah, what are they going to give you? what are you bitching about? Whose Reddit thread is this?
I can't get any free games on my Xbox One. Like, I've heard that PS4 is going to have some, but it's like you look at the games they're going to have and you're like, nigga, I don't want
to
play that shit.
Not to mention, shit is already moving faster than it was at any point in our time. Power Star Golf is already on sale.
Right.
Y'all do realize this console came out a month ago. Mm. Games are already on sale. Not to mention, I bet money none of y'all paid full price for your games.
Right.
Day one, they were selling for $50. Right. Like, it's already way ahead of schedule with game pricing anyway. The only reason it's not coming that way to digital is because y'all hold shit up. Mm-hmm. So
that won't change.
I want to play digital. I like having the disc.
I don't. I'm lazy.
Remember having that conversation, people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do.
But what if my buddy was to trade it? Well, you can just trade it digitally. But I want to give him the disc so we can scratch it up and ruin the disc. Okay, guys.
You have to download the whole disc to your console either way. So, okay.
You sure do.
Anyway, man, Black Sails is making its debut tonight. And I'm a fan, man, of some of the stars stuff that they've done. So I think I'm gonna try to watch this.
What is that based off of?
It's basically. By the way, this is gonna sound so stupid, but the reason that I want to watch it, Assassin's Creed 4.
No, I knew you were going to say that. Because as soon as I heard what Black Sails was, I was like, oh, this could sound like it could be the fucking Trust Group for the fucking TV show. I think I might have to check this shit out.
When I first heard about this shit, like 3 months ago, I was like, man, fuck that shit. And then I played Assassin's Creed. I was like, so they going to be doing pirate shit?
Yo, dude, like Assassin's Creed 4 made pirate shit so fucking cool. Like they brought pirates back, yo. Like,
pirates is back.
Yo,
handful of swing.
Watch the pirates, you're just like, man, this is some stupid. They dress with feathers in their cap. What the fuck's wrong with these dudes? Now you play Assassin's Creed 4, you're like, yo, these pirates were some.
Yo, pirates was like trying to like sink ships and shit for the government, bro.
Right.
Like they was pretty serious. Did you know you could get stranded on an island for like a month?
Right.
From 24 Live Another Day is coming back. It got a premiere date, and the date is May 5th. With a 2-hour premiere, it's gonna be on 9 p.m. on Mondays. It's a little weird that we'll be watching 24 in the middle of the summer.
Yes.
That's gonna be weird, but it's Impossible White Man, so obviously I'm not gonna miss a second of this.
And I think they strategically did that because they got so many shows that's coming back in the fall. They was like, we gonna get y'all hooked with nothing else out here, so when we bring it back in the fall with everybody else, we know we have a built-in audience. Yeah. I think that was smart on their part.
I can't wait for this, not because, you know, I'm that excited to get 24 back. I mean, it's Impossible White Man, I'm gonna watch too.
Yeah.
But I'm just excited for it to come back just so I can see all the people now watch it and then complain about, well, yeah, I saw that coming. This is impossible. Is this torture? Are they sponsoring torture in this show? This is, I can't wait for that.
That is true, man. I forgot.
I can't wait.
My timeline's so political now and shit with these motherfuckers and that bullshit. Damn.
Dude, can you, like, shit, like,
torture doesn't really work, guys. Okay, bitch, get the fuck off my timeline.
Ain't that the truth?
I think we've forgotten how much shit Jack Bauer used to fucking do.
Come on now.
No, that's why I want to watch it. I think these other motherfuckers that think they're excited have forgotten. There's gonna be think pieces
on 24.
People gonna be blogging about it. Yeah,
he's torturing. Like, I remember that last season of 24. It got so political because, like, was it still during the Bush years? Yeah, it was still during the Bush years. So Fox News is using 24 to be like, well, this is why torture is necessary. And the MSNBC was like, no, we can't torture. I can't believe they're showing this shit on TV.
Yes.
Like, it's gonna be so good.
Jack is my man, dog. You remember that, time when he, used a lamp cord to turn it into an impromptu electric chair and start torturing a dude with by shocking him?
You know, my favorite one, though, is when he was interrogating. It was like either the last season or second to last season. He was interrogating his, like, friend.
Yeah. Oh,
his
friend, yes.
And his wife sitting on the couch. And he was like, he's threatening his friend with a gun. He's like, Jack, you can't do this to me. You know I'm not going to tell you anything. He's like, you're right. Turns the gun onto his dude's wife and shoots her in the leg. He's like, all right, so we'll re-
Yes. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, we can still get her help. There's time if you just tell me where the bomb is. It's like, tell him where the bomb is, dog. You know.
Yeah, come on, dog.
I remember there was an episode where he tortured a dude that didn't know. I was like, that's my dog. He fucking them people up.
Like, listen, man, I understand what everybody's saying about how torture's not right and everything like that, but when it comes to Impossible White Man, torture's
I'm all about it.
It's on the table, dog. I'm sorry.
I'm all in for it.
I don't give a fuck about your politics.
That's why I watched it.
When it comes to 24.
And neither does Jack.
Neither does Jack.
No.
And he's going to be right anyway, so you should have just told him in the first place.
Yep. Me and Roger are going to be live tweeting it, because I used to remember me and Roger used to watch 24 and Heroes like back to back and shit. Yep. Now I got Twitter. It's going to be on and cracking.
Twitter's going to be awesome, yo.
It is, dog. We might have to move the show times
around to fit that in. Yes, sir.
Gotham TV show is Batman origin story told in operatic soap style. Apparently, the Gotham TV show is going to be Bruce Wayne from a kid. I guess, and maybe end on some, like, when he puts on the suit type shit.
Well, see, again, this is another one of those, like, there's been so many things about it, and depending on who's writing the stuff, it's supposed to be mainly about Gordon. Mm-hmm. And you have Bruce as a 12-year-old, but then you have the other villains are also going to be like having their origins too.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it would describe, when I first heard the description for it, I'm like, this could actually be pretty good.
So it's one of those wait and see things. I'm if it goes the way I'm thinking it should go, it actually could be pretty good because it'll focus on Gordon. You'll have Bruce Wayne as a 12-year-old, but the show won't focus on him.
Yeah.
And then you'll have the other villains and you can kind of see where they came from. And I think that can actually work because most of those villains, a lot of them had some other background other than just being a supervillain. So,
or even if he's not fighting supervillains, like I'm cool with just a procedural Gotham show, like, you know, and yeah, anyway. And also, I already said this last year. At some point, it's just the way Hollywood works. We're going to reach critical mass with comic book movies and films and TV shows. Some of them will start to suck. They'll start green lighting ones that aren't good. And we're just going to have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. There you go. At some point, we're just going to be like, oh, yeah, I watch Arrow, but not Gotham.
Right.
So, me personally, can't wait for that point because that'll mean TV has become basically my comic book folder from when I was a kid. And thank you. Uh-huh. Cause you know, it's not like I read every comic book. Everybody was like, X-Force. Shit.
And they're bringing somebody in. I don't know if you guys have, I don't know if it's on your docket, but they're doing Constantine.
Yep.
They're bringing that in, which could be good. Cause you know, that could be a good one. But again, you don't know.
Right.
Did you have anything about The Flash?
No, but I think we actually talked about these the last time or two. We actually talked about these when they were announced a while back. But if there's like new information on The Flash, I don't have it.
So there's a new one. This is not a spoiler to me because it's like when you start a show off, they're just characters that are going to be in the show. So it's been confirmed that the Wests are going to be black. They cast Detective Green from Law and Order, Jesse L. Martin, to be Detective West. Mm. And so they haven't cast his daughter yet, Iris West.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing this up just because I'm seeing a lot of racist white people, and that's the only way I can describe them, are complaining because the West are going to be black. Because, you know, obviously they're related to Wally West.
Right.
But my thing is, if the Flash TV show was based on Barry, who gives a shit about Wally?
Right, right.
So, first of all, he probably won't even be on the fucking show. Mm. Second of all, Iris is his fucking aunt. So, Wally could still be white.
Right.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. It's being directed by the same guy who directed the pilot for Arrow, and it's going to be in that same thing. So, I think that actually – it's going to be interesting to see how they handle the superpowers and keeping that up throughout the entire show. But it could be – you know, that's another one of those
– And, like, who his villains are going to be and all that stuff. I mean, like I said, it's just what people don't realize is that the comic books themselves vary in quality.
Mm-hmm.
These shows will vary in quality. Some people will buy into certain premises and some won't, you know? And, Flash, like, I'm prepared to like every show, but I'm also prepared to be like, okay, this one's not for me.
Right.
So I'm not gonna dwell on like, I'm gonna watch this weekly to shit on it. Like, if I watch a couple episodes of Flash and I'm like, yeah, I'm just not buying Super Fast Dude, then I'll move on. It's cool.
Exactly.
You sure you can do that with your completionist, Gene?
I can when there's too much shit to watch.
Okay.
I can't do it when I, like, when there's like right now, there's kind of a, like, there was a dearth of TV. There wasn't a lot of TV the last couple of weeks, so I was like, oh, I'll keep watching, you know?
Okay.
Sam Worthington and Zoe Saldana officially signed on for 3 Avatar sequels. They gonna get three sequels out of this? Like, not because, not that they shouldn't. And not because it won't make money. People that are critics about this movie gloss over the fact it made more money than Jesus.
Come on now.
Which I find very convenient. Not to mention I did like the movie, but it's very convenient that these motherfuckers never talk about how, oh, wait a minute, that movie could print money.
Or that it actually got good reviews when it first came out.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. But 3 sequels is, I'm more like, because I trust James Cameron. Mm-hmm. I'm more like, where is he going to take this?
What kind of story is he going to tell?
What is he going to do with these characters? Like, it's going to be crazy by the, you give this nigga 3 of anything, it's going to be crazy by the end, dog. So. Right.
And that's my thing is, it, when it comes to sequels like this, when you wait this fucking long to do them, like, even with this one though, it's still, it has a little bit of the benefit of the doubt because he actually planned for this.
Right.
Like, his whole goal was to keep doing these sequels. It's just been taking forever for them to get around to doing them. Mm-hmm. So maybe he has a plan, but we'll fucking see, man.
It came out in 2009, so it wasn't like a really long time ago, but it does seem like he, cause this is my theory. Cause you know, the way he filmed the first one, he basically shut everything down the actors were doing. Mm-hmm. And for like, I forget how long it was, 7 months or something. Mm-hmm. They just did this shit and he came up with that new face technology and all this shit. I feel like he's just gonna do the set, that type of shit that, Peter Jackson did with Lord of the Rings. Where it's just like, all right, guys, just take a year out of your life and we're gonna make three of these movies.
I think they're filming them all at the same time too, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we'll just, smart. Yeah, you'll never have to do it, this movie again. We're gonna make you guys more money than you deserve because both of you guys are mediocre actors. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be done and then everybody will know I'm the greatest. So
yeah, and you know, and it wouldn't surprise me if after they finished the first one, he already had, like you said, had mapped out how he wanted this to go.
He said it when he did it, like,
oh, okay.
He was like, I remember when it came out, he was like, yeah, there's already a sequel in plans. And I was right. Like, oh, right.
Yeah,
like, so, and that was before it was printing more money than God. Now, of course there's a sequel.
The thing I love about the people that kind of like gloss over the fact that, I mean, again, whether you like it or not, that's fine, but like the movie was up for a best picture, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Come on, dog.
History has been so unkind to that because of the snarkiness of the internet. Right. It's just Fern Gully. Like, actually, it's not just Fern Gully. I don't watch Fern Gully again.
Right. It's one of those things that when you hear this, like, you guys, I remember seeing that movie in 2009. It was fucking, I enjoyed the fuck out of it. And
with my 3D glasses on,
he almost won Best Picture for that shit. Like, yes. Hollywood was sucking his dick then, yo. And now all of a sudden, you guys are like, oh no, it was terrible. It was horrible. I was like, okay. It's like one of the best movies Sam Worthington has ever fucking done.
It's just Dances with Wolves. Okay, cool.
That ain't no damn Dances with Wolves. Dances with Wolves
is a good movie though, right?
Yeah, right. I actually enjoy Dances with Wolves, and I really like it in space with big ass aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm the crazy one.
Right. Still the best 3D some of the best 3D that's ever been done. And
ever.
It was 2009. So
yes.
Here's a weird thing. Did you guys know there's a Wonder Woman original series called Amazon that got canceled at CW?
Oh yeah, yeah. They were playing. There's a bunch of them they were planning on doing after Smallville. Mm-hmm. So there was Wonder Woman. I think there was one that was for Aquaman 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were still talking about doing them. And then they ended up settling on doing Arrow. And then they gone the direction with Arrow. And that's when they canceled everything else. So okay. Yeah.
Well, it got canceled. This Wonder Woman had some really bad TV luck.
Yeah.
Ant-Man has been moved to July 2015. Since DC moved the Superman Batman movie
smart from
2015, so they're just sliding right into that slot. Nothing big to see here. Let's see, Telltale, we talked about this earlier a little bit. They announced they'll be doing Tales from the Borderlands.
Mm.
So another reason that Walking Dead will be delayed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Panther Studio or something like that, because you're putting out too much shit to play, and you're not. I need more consistency, guys. More consistency.
Come on, fellas, finish one of them. All right.
I get to the point where we're gonna go an entire year where we don't get any game from Telltale. We're gonna get game announcements from them. You know?
Yeah, man, we doing Tales from Metal Gear Solid. Nigga, finish the first one.
Right.
When are y'all gonna finish the first one?
Dude, I'm still waiting on episode 2 from The Walking Dead season 2. What the fuck, man?
It's like that dude that won't get engaged, but he keeps announcing more shit that they're gonna do together.
Right.
Yeah, I'm thinking we could take a vacation. What about my ring?
Right.
Also, man, what do you think about moving into this house? Titanfall has been receiving some criticism for a game that's not even out yet. Because has no single player, which it said from day one. I don't get why this is a new issue. It'll be multiplayer online versus 6v6, and people are like, 6v6, that's not enough people for a game that no one has played, really.
So, to even see what the concept is?
To even see how that's limiting, or if you need more people. The idea that just more people makes everything better. Is not necessarily true, you know?
It's some games, I ain't gonna lie, I prefer to play by myself.
Not just by myself, but I mean, like, as competitive online multiplayer, like, there's a such thing as a map with too many people on it.
Mm-hmm. It depends on how big the map is.
Right. Like,
you don't know how big the maps are, so if the maps are built for 6-on-6, then that's fine. Like, I play Battlefield 4, and with 64 players, 32-on-32, let me tell you, it's hectic, but at some point, you're just like, it's overwhelming sometimes.
Right.
And they're huge maps. So, yeah, man, I don't know. And then the single player thing, like, motherfucker. You guys love playing you know, Battlefield, you love playing Call of Duty, and most times people don't give a shit and talk about how they don't give a shit about the single player. Even the reviews for Battlefield and Call of Duty usually gloss over the fact that right. single player people don't like playing. So now you have a game that's just said, fuck it, we're not going to do the single player. And you now you're complaining play. Because you don't have...
I hate people. Rupert Sanders is to direct Ghost in the Shell. There will be a Ghost in the Shell live action movie.
I just asked you about this the other day because we was watching and I was like, do you think that they could do this? Because I love this series.
Yeah, it's been in the work for years. It hasn't been a major update for 5 years. He directed Snow White and the Huntsman. Fuck this movie. Yep.
They didn't get a real director.
This reminds me of what used to happen to comic book movies. And now... I'm guessing this is what's going to be like once they catch on to the anime wave, we're going to end up with Yubo directing a bunch of shit for a couple years. And then at some point they'll be like, why don't we let a serious person do this? And people will watch it. But I'm not excited.
Yeah, fuck them for that, because that is a wonderful anime series and it's really complex. So you need somebody that can do it right.
Facebook got accused of faking member endorsements.
Why is this shocking?
So it could be like, Chris likes this page, you should like it too. And apparently, Chris never liked that page.
So of course, Chris never liked that page.
Yep.
Everybody can't like everything, because I was like, yeah, okay.
Microsoft, they got accused of paying for positive press on YouTube.
I believe that too.
Says the controversy stems from the conditions of the offering. Ours Kyle Orland wrote yesterday about an advertising opportunity for Machinima's YouTube partners, including Xbox One footage in your video, and earn an extra $3 CPM on that video. That means for every 1,000 videos, the author of the content would get an extra $3. The controversy stems from the conditions of the offering. You can't say anything negative about the Xbox One, its games, or Machinima, and you can't disclose that you're taking part in the offer. That sounded dicey to Orland, who suggested the deal might go against FTC's guidelines on the use of endorsements. There are a lot more details over at Ars Technical, and I urge you to head over there. The topics interest you. It sounds a bit shady to me, but that was really surprising that the offer was limited to paying out $3,750, which it apparently has already done. Seems like Microsoft and Machinima stuck their necks out pretty far for a pretty small promotion. I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's advertising money. And mm-hmm. also, if I'm going to pay, like, I don't know who these guys think they are and what people think freedom of speech means and all this shit. If a motherfucker pays for an ad on the Blackout Tips, I'm not going to shit on them.
Mm-mm.
I don't get we'll pay you $3 per 1,000 listens, and all we want you to do is, you know, just play a video of our stuff and don't say anything bad about it. What?
That happens all the time.
Are you crazy? I would never do. What do you think this is? Some type of business?
Come on.
Like, do you want the money or not?
Right. If you don't want the money, just shit on them. What are they gonna stop you? Just shit on them and don't take the money.
And I want to be able to see your shit on you, dude.
So right.
That's what that boils down
to. I want you to pay me to shit on you.
And that's not happening. You do that shit for free.
And it's a scandal, guys. We found out that they don't want you to shit on them when you pay for it. Oh, man. Box office 2014 is being projected to be down from this year, which, honestly, this year was an amazing year for box office.
It was.
And movies in general. Not just comic book movies, but movies in general. Had a really good surge of just good, solid movies. I actually say, in my opinion, comic book movies were a little bit down. Yeah. Only because it's coming off of like Avengers and the mm-hmm. Dark Knight Rises and shit like that. So, I mean, where was comic books movies going to go? Right. But, movies in general were so great last year, that it makes sense that some shit would fall down. So here are the films that apparently for next year, it said sequels drove this year's box office and the top five films were all second go rounds and they'll drive next year's. Hunger Games Mockingjay is coming out next year. The Hobbit There and Back Again. What a terrible name. Why would you name that movie that? Mm-mm. Anyway, critics are going to tear that shit up.
It looks terrible.
It's too punny. It feels like we've already been there back again with this Hobbit movie.
Ah, you know, they're going to tear that to pieces.
The snark that's going to come from that shit is going to be, yeah.
Yeah. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, which I cannot wait to see. That's actually the one I'm most excited about from those three.
Me too.
But then, 300 Rise of an Empire. Do we really have to count that?
No.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. Excited.
Me too.
X-Men Days of Future Past. Not as excited.
Open now. I'm wrong, yo.
Dude, I'm sitting around like, just prove me wrong, man. Okay.
Oh, dude, you don't understand. Fox. I'm like, please. Please don't let me be right about this shit. Please don't let me be wrong about everything.
I would love to be wrong. I would love to be wrong. Please, anything. I saw that trailer again this week, and I was just like, here y'all go. Try and be serious. How to Train Your Dragon 2, Transformers Age of Extinction. And nigga, it's not because the sequels are bad. It's not because they're sequels. It's because these are bad movies.
Ain't that the truth?
Anyway.
But even then, some of those sequels are going to make money. Like, Transformers is going to make money.
Right.
Yeah, because we're probably going to see it. We done seen the rest of them.
You're going to see the trailer for those Dinobites, and you're going to be like, Michael Bay.
I'm in.
We're
the first time I hear that, I'm in, dog. <He's> like, why are we even pretending that I'm not going
to
see that?
We know we shouldn't go to see it.
Right.
But you're going to go fucking see it.
And I do want to see some of these. Mm-hmm. So,
no matter how bad they are going to be.
Anyway, and of course it'll be down. Like I said, movies aren't as good. All right, let's see. Nintendo announced something called the Nintendo Fusion. They don't know what it is yet, but they announced it, and people that just bought Wii U's are like, it better not be another fucking console. That's all they know.
Yeah, because they're already mad because they said that the sales for the Wii U was down because they were saying that people think it's a remix of the Wii.
Nintendo ain't confirming or denying anything, but that's so funny that they would be like, hey, guys, Nintendo Fusion, what is it? It better not be a motherfucking console. Huh? What? We'll let you know.
Yo, especially we talk about Microsoft and Sony and shit like that, yo. Yo, Nintendo beginning away with murder in the States.
In the States, yeah.
Big overseas. But when it comes to the U.S., yo, Nintendo don't give a shit about us.
I was listening to a podcast that said the top 100, like, games they're looking forward to in 2014. And there was like 80-something was Legend of Zelda for Nintendo. It didn't have a name. They don't have any preview shots for it. They don't even have an official announcement yet. They just was like, it'll probably come out. I was like, that's why they keep getting y'all, man.
Yo, I swear the Nintendo fanboys are the most delusional motherfuckers on the planet. Like, what was somebody said something about, well, you know, the Nintendo Wii is still like the number one console, forgetting the Xbox One and the PS4. It's still the better console out of all those, better value and everything. I'm like, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Why are we talking?
Yo, Nintendo so much doesn't matter in the United States that when Sony and Microsoft are talking shit, they talk shit to each other, and Nintendo be trying to butt in. They'd be like, yo, girl folks are talking.
People that own Nintendos are like that dude that has a girlfriend that goes to another high school across town. He's just like, okay, man. Yeah, man. She's really hot too. She's a cheerleader. Okay, man. Cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, like I was saying, man, you trying to try to holler at Wanda this week or? Nah, man, I'm saying my girl's a model. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we right. Okay. I'm in the club too, guys. Anyway, Wonder Woman, the actress Gal Gadot, she is signed on for a standalone Wonder Woman film, and like three Justice League related films or something like that. Mm-hmm. They're rolling out full force with her, man. I just hope they can do something with her, dog. I'm not even gonna shit on it. I don't think she looks the part, but there's so much you can do in Hollywood to change someone's looks and appearance and shit. Mm-hmm. We've seen people do it before. Not to mention, I don't know enough about her to have a strong opinion.
Me
and
either.
I think it's unfair to be like, she can't do it.
And that's my biggest thing with her.
So if I had known more about, like, it would almost be, if it was, say if it was like Jennifer Garner or something, who I've seen act for 10 years, I would be like, okay, yay, nay. But with her, it's just like, I hope you can, you know, this is the challenge. Step up to it. If you're not, you're going to get shit on either way, so.
I watched Fast 6 again, and it's like, she's okay in the, I mean, there's like, you can't really judge her acting from that movie because it's like, there's not really much to do in that fucking movie. It's like, yeah. All her action scenes, I'm like, she's okay, I guess. And the thing I like about this, though, is the standard three film deal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Superman and Batman movie is going to be one. Justice League is probably going to be next. That gives her two movies where she has to do a standalone Wonder Woman film, if they do it this way. Right. I don't know if Justice League is going to come right after Superman and Batman, but I think that's what the plan is. So that means that gives her at least two full films to work into this character before you have to see her carry a film by herself. So, and even then, let's say she can't really do it, they could just throw her into something else.
Yeah.
They can cancel her in a solo film, throw her in another film as a cameo. That's her three film deal right there.
I'm actually a lot less worried about this since they moved the movie back a year. That was like, honestly, the thing I was like, oh, cool. Now you guys can stop acting so desperate because they were doing what Marvel's doing with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a while. Yep. It was getting out of control. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, hey, did you know we got a new person? Please like this one. I'm like, all right, man. Oh, not that it really matters, but Michael Douglas is in Ant-Man. So not that people are acting like that's the hugest signing in the world. No one read Ant-Man. Okay, guys.
Well, that's the thing I love about this movie. Is, you know, I don't give a shit about Ant-Man, so whatever they fucking do, I'm just like, all right, cool. I'll watch it. I'll probably like it. But I'll probably like it even more because I don't give a shit about Ant-Man.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about Ant-Man. So I don't know what's canon and what's not. I don't, you know, I know you're not going to have him beating up his wife, so who gives a fuck?
Right.
Do whatever you want to.
That's what I love about people to talk about this, about Ant-Man. But what I like about them doing Ant-Man, and this is why I've been telling people to stop bitching about them not doing a Black Panther movie first, is I'd much rather them do an Ant-Man movie where nobody gives a fuck about Ant-Man so they can actually get it right, get the promotion down right, and actually sell that movie before they do Black Panther. Like, that way, if Ant-Man fails, you're like, or Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man fail, I'd rather them fail and then they get it right with Black Panther than them rush out to do Black Panther and it fail. Like, I don't want that movie to fail. Right. So they're doing two movies right now where not a lot of people know a lot about them. So if they can pull that off, it'll be great because they can use that same type of promotion. And I think that's what they were trying to say when they were like, yeah, you know, it's just kind of hard to do Wakanda. And people are like, what do you fucking mean? It's just fucking an African. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't think they could admit that, listen, man, you know, Black Panther's not as popular as people think he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to find a way to actually make people give a shit about this character.
Mm-hmm.
So let us do these other characters that if they fail, they fail before we start working on something like Black Panther where we'll get the real Black Panthers after us if we fucking fail to fuck this movie
up.
Ain't that
the truth?
Yeah. Yep. I'm glad they're taking their time, so.
No doubt, man. And I think that's here's a nice story to end on. Classic Batman TV series box set is to be released, guys. I don't know about you, but I was raised on the 1960s, Batman with Adam West and Burt Ward. I'll probably end up getting this shit, man, because it just reminds me of sitting in my grandmama's house, eating oodles of noodles or fucking peanut butter jelly sandwiches and watching these motherfuckers hijinks, man. I'm sure.
Bam! Poof!
I feel like, and I'm going on a limb here, I feel like it will be one of those things that didn't age well in the ways that they want it, but will be laughable to me as an adult watching this shit like, yo, man, Adam West is getting so much pussy.
Yo.
Holy wowzers, Batman!
That shit was... I did the same thing. I would be at my grandmother's hair shop. It'd be like one of the few things. It was Gilligan's Island. It was this. It was a bunch of TV shows that would come on from the 60s. You get to watch on reruns, stuff like that. And I would watch the show. And I, you know, that was my introduction to Batman, to tell you the truth.
Yep.
So I watched it, and it's like, you know, this is the corny, you know, campy Batman that, you know, we laugh at now. But it was... I don't want to say it was good, but it was just it's laughable and funny as fuck. And they were just so fucking over the top with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's fucking hilarious, man.
So yeah, man, this is my like cute moment of the week where I was just like, I felt like a kid sitting in front of my grandmama's den just watching this shit again. So yeah, man, make sure you guys check out Chris and Sandy Check podcast, and also you know, make sure you check out movietrailerreviews.net. constantly reviewing movies, him, Kev, Brandon, and TV shows and stuff like that. You know, this friend of the show always has our back, always take care of us.
Yes, he does.
Obviously Karen and me, theblackoutist.com. All right, guys, until next time, peace out.